Greetings and welcome to Journey of the Awakened Heart. This is Jeff Fasano. On March 26, 2013, Archangel Michael came to us with another wonderful message entitled, Are You Open?
You're now moving into the depth and breadth of your heart space as you move deeper into the depth and breadth of your heart space and open to the grandness of self, open to the openness of self. So we ask you, each and every one of you, dear ones, are you open within your heart space? Are you open to receiving what is transpiring in your life right now where that is concerned? Are you open to receive that which with others are now giving to you where that is concerned? You see, dear ones, as you move on the pathway into we consciousness, dear ones, we ask you now, how open are you to move into we consciousness? Is your heart space open, dear ones, to receive love? Is your heart space open, dear one, to receive others as they are on that pathway, dear ones, and giving what they are giving to the world where that is concerned? So, dear ones, we come to you to ask you the question, are you open? How open are you? How open is your heart space, dear one? How open is your heart space to receive from others? How open is your heart space to receive love from others where that is concerned? And upon receiving love, where is the judgment of shame of self coming in where that is concerned? Because in many ways, dear ones, many of you are now questioning how open you are to receive love. You see, dear ones, each and every one of you have done a myriad of modalities and many different types of personal processes where that is concerned, and to garner concepts to move through, dear ones, the old entrainment of the nervous system where that is, to see your conditioning where that is concerned, to move to the old trauma where that is concerned, to move and now to open up to the feelings that arise as you are moving through the personal processes that each and every one of you are in where that is concerned. And now you're moving to a place, dear ones, moving to the precipice, dear ones, of the life you say you want where that is concerned. Meaning, dear one, each and every one of you has a life that you say you want where that is concerned. You each and every one of you are living the life that you want right now. But the reason why you have undertaken the processes in your personal process where that is concerned is to move through what has led you to live the life that you have right now. So we ask each and every one of you, what is the life that you say you want where that is concerned? Because you are ready to begin to have the life you say you want where that is concerned. So it is important that you refine and define the life you say you want. Each and every one of you have come to this moment in time. The reason why each and every one of you entertain the processes that others give to you where a transformation can take place where that is concerned. Inspiration can take place. Motivation can take place where that is concerned. Is because many of you see the life that you are having now and realize that change is imminent. Change must take place where that is concerned. But the only way in which that change can take place, dear one, if you are now open in your heart space to create that change, to receive what you need to receive, to create the change in your life, to move and have the life you say you want where that is concerned. The only way you can have the life that you say you want where that is concerned is you open up the depth and breadth of your heart space to begin to receive love and to create a more intimate aspect of your life with yourself and intimacy with others where that is concerned, in transparency and authenticity where that is concerned. So the only way transparency and authenticity can, dear ones, come to fruition in your life is when you open your heart, dear ones, to receive love. So we ask each and every one of you, are you fully ready to receive love? Are you fully ready to receive others? Are you fully ready, dear ones, to be the champion of you, and in the openness of your heart space, champion others and see their greatness? You see, dear ones, if you're judging and shaming those outside of yourself, dear one, always thinking that you know everything in the defense, always thinking that you have the answer, ask yourself, how open am I to receive others' greatness? Because, dear ones, part of an aspect of the life that you say you want is to give your greatness to the world. So we ask you this question. Are you open to receive others' greatness? If in fact, dear one, you are moving on the pathway to give your talents and gifts to the world with the intention that others will receive your talents and gifts? Are you open to receive the talents and gifts of others? Or do you stand in a place in the blind spot of the defense, thinking that you have all the answers, thinking that you know everything, thinking, dear one, in your blind spot, that everything revolves around the wounded little child? You see, dear ones, it is important now, and we come to you at this most important time, to make you aware of this, dear ones. So we ask you, are you open to receive from others? Because it is your intention as you move on the pathway into the unknown, bringing your talents and gifts to the world as the New Age spiritual way-shower, as the way-shower, as the light worker, that others receive your message. As you give your message, that is part of your purpose and mission in your soul fragment's divine plan. So we ask you once again, dear ones, how open are you to receive from an other? As you move on your pathway, resonating and vibrating at a specific resonance, you are now connecting with others who are resonating and vibrating at a specific resonance that is similar and akin to yours. Are you open to receive them, dear ones? Or do you create a barrier of separation and isolation? Are you truly, dear ones, looking to move into community, harmony, and equality? So we ask you, where, dear ones, in your blind spot of the defense, may there be a barrier that you set up based upon your defense pattern? Is there a barrier, dear ones, that you set up with others? Might it be, dear ones, the wall that holds you in place of shutting off your heart space at that certain point to keep you in separation? So we ask you, dear ones, as you come to us now, as we come to you, this wonderful and most glorious time, how open are you? Can you move past the barrier that in your unconscious mind, you see, dear one, in the unconscious mind, dear ones, the unconscious mind, through the conditioning of the defense, the old ego defense, who fights to the death, that fights to the death to keep the old in place. Where are you still keeping your old habits, patterns, and rituals in place, dear ones, that create the barrier in your heart space? The barrier, dear ones, is not in your mental body. The mental body, through the conditioning of the old defense patterns, creates the barrier in your heart space. Is that barrier still present? You see, dear ones, in order to move into full transparency and authenticity, can you be authentic to realize that you are still creating a barrier in your heart space for protection that creates isolation and separation? So we ask you, where are you still maybe protecting yourself, dear ones? That line of defense, of protection in your heart space that protects you, the wounded little child, from the wrath of mom and dad. Thus the wrath of others. The wrath of others that you may think may coming towards you, but actually is part of the conditioning in the mind, of the unconscious mind. For it all resides in your mind, dear ones. Is not about seeing what you are creating from the unconscious mind that sets up the barrier in your heart space. So we ask you, dear ones, are you open, dear ones, to receive what others are bringing to you? And then through discernment, deciding what is important for you to receive, and what isn't important for you to receive. Yet, receiving what is necessary, because in that moment in time, if in fact you are entraining yourself to others' modalities, you are there to receive what you need to receive. Be aware when the barrier comes up, whatever that may be for you. So we ask you, dear one, how open are you to receive love?